best LGBTIQ podcast with the Micah Damon. It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Hello and welcome again to No Strings Podcast, Nigeria's first and only LGBTIQ podcast, and I am Mike Damon. A lot has happened in the past weeks. I don't know if you heard about it, but there is this particular explicit Kenyan controversial video on the internet, YouTube precisely, and it's titled Same Love. This video has particularly been causing a lot of concern for some people in Kenya who disagree with homosexuality and who believe that this video promotes homosexuality in the country. Well, I will take a quick time out now to come back with more details on this, and also we'll have a conversation here with a member of the group who is responsible for this song and video. So for now, let's go hear about the different ways that you can listen to No Strings and also about how you can support us here at No Strings. Very important. I'll be back.
No Strings is proudly supported by
KSA Radio, South Africa's premier LGBT radio station.
Join us on there every Wednesday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Visit ksaradio.co.za.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strings? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices, be an ally. For a membership or support and partnership information, please email info@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we always love to hear from you.
Welcome back to No Strings. Yes, if you've been following our news updates on our website, you would have read a story about how a certain group of young individuals in Kenya made a video about homosexuality. The video, as described on the group's YouTube channel, is said to be about same-sex rights, LGBT struggles, gender equality, gay struggles, and civil liberties for all sexual orientations. On YouTube, the video for Same Love has attracted about 116,208 views and over 859 positive and negative comments. Just in case you don't know, Kenya is one amongst the many African countries that have criminalized homosexuality with up to 14 years for any homosexual activity similar to what we have here in Nigeria, and 21 years in certain aggravated circumstances. The video has currently been banned by the Kenya Film Classification Board, and a letter was drafted and directed to Google by Ezekiel Mutua, who serves as the CEO of the board. In this letter, he states clearly that the video advocates for gay rights and is therefore unacceptable. Let's go hear him say more on this.
You're listening to No Strings.
The video currently circulating on YouTube consists of lyrics that strongly advocate for gay rights in Kenya, complete with graphic sexual scenes between people of the same gender, as well as depiction of nudity and pornography.
Welcome back to No Strings, and that was Ezekiel Mutua, CEO Kenya Film Classification Board, commenting on the video's ban. So now let's go and have that conversation with one of the group's member. I'll be back.
You're listening to No Strings.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey into music?
I'm a Kenyan rapper. I rap, I write stuff, I compose stuff as well. I'm a musician. I'm a part of a team of Kenyan artists who we do stuff together. So it's just not just me alone. It's a big team of people. And we are basically activists. We call ourselves activists, you know, like ART activists, because most of our stuff is actually geared towards social change, and you know, it's actually motivated by what you see around the social circles and stuff like that in Kenya. So yes, that is basically who I am.
Okay, interesting. Now, at what point did you feel the need to do a song for same gender loving people?
I felt the need to do a song about LGBT rights after some of my friends who are gay, some of my friends who are lesbian, started telling me their stories and what they're going through in society, in Kenyan society, because I live in Kenya and I know the situation, how it is like. So I was watching them and seeing them, and they're telling me their story and how bad it is for them actually to survive in this country. And the government is obviously very, very much against such people. And obviously, the Constitution of Kenya criminalizes homosexuality. So they have consistently been telling me about their story. And because they can't sing and they can't rap and they can't put their stuff, you know, in a song or somewhere, then I decided I'm going to do it for them. And that's the reason why I did this song, because of my friends primarily who are gay, some of who are lesbian. And
Okay, so given the harsh homophobic situation in Kenya, as you have also described and confirmed here now, were you not afraid that doing this video might put you and the people involved at risk and also limit opportunities for your career, seeing that it just started?
We knew that obviously this would not be the best move. It wouldn't get a lot of support in Kenya, but hey, what do we have to do? We just have to do it, you know. So yeah, we just jumped on the song and said, let's do it. Obviously, a lot of people don't know Art Attack as such. Actually, most of my stuff has not been out there. A lot of people don't know it. So yes, it was a risk for us to start with such a song. A lot of people are asking us, are you doing more songs? Are you doing any other song, you know, not just about LGBT rights? Could you do like a party song or just any other song? And I think, yeah, sure, we can. We actually have written songs about other themes. We don't just rap about LGBT rights and stuff like that. But this is something we felt very strong and we really needed to do it. And the reason I think it has caught fire and just gone viral all over the world, actually, I can say that confidently, is because of the message in the song and also the video, which you could say is a little controversial. Yes, we did it with a purpose. So yes, I would say that doing that song had its own risks. Yes, even from the government, from the social risks around us, our friends, our family and stuff like that. But we just said we have to do the song and we just ignored everything else and just moved on with the project. So we weren't very afraid of that.
Okay, now Africa has been particularly very stubborn about the acceptance of LGBT rights within its continent. So do you think your music video will shape perceptions around this issue, and do you think that perhaps it could or can foster change?
Africa obviously does not support such stuff. And we did it because, and we wanted it to be a Pan-African song, not just a Kenyan song. It's just a song about South Africa, a song about Nigeria, Uganda, our neighboring country, which actually has very strict laws against homosexuality, and a country that, you know, views gay people in a very, very bad light. That is Uganda. So Uganda also really inspired this song. And we thought by doing the song and just putting it up on YouTube, because anyone can access a song on YouTube, we felt like, you know, a lot of people are going to be able to see the song and are going to be able to be inspired by the message in the song. And we're not telling people, be gay. We're telling people, let them be, you know. Yeah, we understand how Africa works, but hey, music has always been used since day one to bring social change, and I don't see why this can't bring social change in Africa. So
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about how you were able to put the video for Same Love together, and what were its challenges? You know, did you experience any difficulty in terms of location, finding location, and also finding people to cast in the video?
It was actually very easy, because some of the friends I was telling you about who are gay, who are lesbian, are the same friends who are telling us about us doing a song and they being interested to be in the video. So the girls who see in the video, the guys who see in the video are our friends. And we just came together and said, you know what, let's do this project. And we didn't have a problem at all in casting. Casting was like the easiest thing to do, because we actually had more than enough people. I had like 10 girls, 20 girls who wanted to be in the video, but I just could settle for two. I had so many guys, I could only settle for like three guys. So casting was like very, very easy for us. Location wasn't a problem either, because I mean, you can shoot anywhere. Really, you can shoot anywhere as long as people don't know what you're shooting. So we just ensured that wherever we are shooting, it's just us, the crew and the cast, nobody else, and myself. I was directing the video, and also the guy behind the song, so nobody else around. So we went to some natural park in Kenya, we shot there. We hired some room, we hired some house and stuff like that. Nobody knew what exactly we were doing, and they wouldn't know, so we ensured that nobody was around us, then we did our thing.
Now, outside your career,
What's your view? I mean, your opinion on homosexuality, and do you think that one day Africa will embrace homosexuality and homosexuals?
I don't mind. I actually don't mind them. I have a girlfriend. So, yeah. But hey, let them do their thing. That's always what we've always insisted. Let them do their thing. I mean, I don't get people who are good. I don't get people who are nice. So why would I vilify them? Why would I criminalize them? I don't think they've done anything.
So how has the reaction been for you? Any threats? And how can you describe the reception for your song, Same Love?
Not so good. Obviously, I didn't expect it to be good at all. The reaction has been crazy. A lot of guys are actually watching it and loving it. And I love the fact that a lot of Kenyans are actually not so uptight. And they're not so, you know, conservative. A lot of Kenyans are liberal. And that is beautiful, actually, compared to Uganda, compared to Tanzania, compared to Ethiopia, South Sudan. You know, it's Kenya we are talking about here. So it's just like South Africa, really. We are the awesome version of South Africa. So, yeah, Kenyans are okay with it, but obviously there are sections, there are people who are obviously have a problem, a deep problem with homosexuality here. Is this a case of double standards? Kenya is a country full of a lot of people who have disgusting sins and people who are really repulsive and revolting. The stuff they do and the stuff they say and the stuff they think. But the only thing they think is bad and should be condemned and brought down is homosexuality. And we understand. Kenya is an African country, so obviously we didn't expect everyone to gravitate towards us. We expected all this kind of revulsion to the song. We expected all this kind of negativity, all this kind of controversy, all this kind of hate, bile, and, you know, even violence directed towards us. Because there are guys online who are saying, kill these people. They deserve to be dead. They deserve to be lynched. They deserve to be jailed or something like that. We are seeing that all the time. And yeah, sure, we expected it to happen. So we are not surprised at all.
Okay, so should we be expecting an album, and how can people, I mean fans, connect with you?
I'm not sure. We are not really working on an album right now. We just did that song. We're doing another song, actually. I haven't told you that, but we're doing another LGBTI song. It's not going to be as crazy as this other one. By crazy, I mean the video is not going to be full of all these raunchy scenes and erotic scenes, which actually I think is part of the reason the controversy is so huge. This song is just going to be straight up protest, straight up demonstration, straight up putting a message across, straight up preachy, actually. And we are recording it as I speak right now, and we are going to be shooting a video in the next 2 weeks or so. And so within a month, towards the end of March, we are dropping another song with the same message, actually. We are unbowed, we're not going anywhere, we are unshaken, and we're still pushing the message as far as we can. We're not dropping an album. I don't think we are working on that right now. We need to think about it. So currently, no album. Fans can connect to us on Twitter. Or to me on Twitter, actually. Yeah, sure. Fans can connect to me on Twitter. That is @attack, the real @attack 1 on Twitter. That is @TheRealAttack1 on Twitter. That's how you can connect to me. We're not on Facebook and not on Instagram. Remember, we just started. Yeah, sure. So Twitter is the only way that anyone can actually go through to us.
So how can you describe yourself? I mean, how do you want people to see you?
I'm an activist. I'm a writer. I'm a very passionate person that takes issues very seriously. I'm a friend, you know. I love putting the message out there across. I love the world. I love traveling. I love people. I love cultures. I am very passionate about stuff that is dear to my heart. I'm also very daring, very, love trying out new things, and yeah, I love controversy too. I don't mind it at all, actually. The controversy that we have received from this song is beautiful. That is really what we like. So yeah, that is basically who I am.
Okay, so any last words to people out there who love your music? Or?
My message to other guys in Africa listening to this song and hating on it, please keep hating. That wouldn't change a thing. To the people loving the song and showing so much support, thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much for coming through for us. Thank you so much for coming through for gay, lesbian people, for bisexual people, for, you know, transgender people, all the kind of people, you know, that are under that umbrella. Thank you for showing them support. Thank you for understanding them. Thank you for letting them be. Thank you for praying for them, for supporting the song, for watching the song, for sharing the song, for everything you've done for the song. Thank you so much. And also, we are planning a concert soon. Yeah, sure. There's going to be one. I hope it's not going to be like some, you know, let me not say that. But we're planning a concert soon. Yeah, we're not sure. Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, wherever. There's going to be a concert. We're going to be performing that song live for people who love the song. And we hope it's not going to be a bloody concert, really. We would pray that it's not going to be a violent concert. But yeah, sure, we're planning of a concert. If everything goes well and if everything we have in mind goes well, then yeah, sure, we're going to be bringing the song closer to the people that matter. Who are the people that we matter? We rather mention in the song. So yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mike, for your beautiful offer to actually interview us, you know, and talk to me about the song and stuff like that. We really appreciate. To the guys in Nigeria, we love you so much, Nigerian brothers. God bless you. Take care. Be good. It's beautiful. It's nice. And yeah, we'll see you some other time. Sure. Show the love. Spread the love. Spread the love. Spread the love. Thank you. God bless you.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Welcome back to No Strings. Homosexuality in Africa. Well, we've come to the end of this week's episode, and I want to say a big thank you for listening. And if this is your first time listening, then you have missed out on a lot of interesting things that we have talked about in the past. However, you can always visit the podcast section of the website to download. Visit nostringspodcast.com every week to download new episodes. Join our conversations by either tweeting at us using at nspodcast1, or you could like our Facebook page and stay updated by using facebook.com/nostringspodcast. And for more information, please email us with info@nostringspodcast.com. Don't forget, you can listen to us on Gay SA Radio, South Africa's premier LGBT radio station, every Wednesday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. To listen, visit gaysaradio.co.za. That is gaysaradio.co.za. Until next week, bye bye.
This is my story, y'all. My story, y'all. This is me, this is you, this is us, this is the world. Wild war, cold war, love war. He is back and feeling love with the making in school. He was cool, he was funny, always true, always shining. My heart told me I was right. I could go ahead and love him, I could go ahead and hug him, I could go ahead and hug him. He was never judgmental, always stood by my side. Always there when I called him, show support when I'm falling. We spent all the days together, every weekend sharing stories. Some